Okay, having not seen, you know, Jesus said, hey, he said to Thomas, he said, Thomas, you believe, one of the apostles, he said, you believe because you see. Blessed are those who believe and have not seen. I'm thankful for that. I haven't seen the Lord. But it's, you know, it seems crazy almost, but having never seen someone, yet believing, I do rejoice with an unspeakable joy, full of glory. I wish it was even deeper. I want even more. Now I might receive the end of my faith, the salvation of souls. Verse 10. Which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand, the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. You know, it says in the Psalms, you know, blessed is the man whom the Lord does not impute sin. Blessed is the man whose sins are covered. You know, they saw these things in the Old Testament in a shadow. And the prophets inquired. You know, they searched out. They diligently looked. They wanted to know. They wanted to find out what this prophesied, this thing that was coming that God was talking about, the Messiah. What was this all about? And we have seen it. We have the end of that. This New Testament, this work of this word of His grace, this gospel, the good news of God's favor, His grace, the faith by which we obtain salvation of our souls, the resurrection of our bodies. They want to know what or what time, you know, what was the Spirit of Christ which was in them? What did it signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow? You know, there was prophecies in the Psalm 22, Isaiah chapter 53. Go read them for yourselves, of the sufferings of Christ and also of the glory that should follow. You see that in Psalm 22, definitely. Also in Isaiah 53. And of all the other, you know, Isaiah, the other chapters that prophesy of, you know, Isaiah 61, you know, the Spirit of the Lord God is on me because He hath anointed me. You know, and He's proclaimed acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. And a lot of those, you know, the glory that should follow. Yeah, Christ is raised. We have a new covenant whereby God is writing His laws in our hearts, but there's still more. There's still glory yet to come. We are still looking ahead. We are still reaching ahead. It says, we don't know what we're going to be, precisely. But we do know we're going to be like Him. So, knowing this, let's continue. Unto whom it was revealed, verse 12, unto whom it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us, they did minister things which are now reported unto you, by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. What he's saying is, in the second epistle, I like to quote a lot, but I'm going to try not to get into it too much while we're in the first. But, you know, we are given these exceeding precious promises that by these we might partake of the divine nature and be made conformable to the Son of God, to be His brethren, as it is written. That He should call us friends. It's astonishing. You know, it was revealed to those prophets that it wasn't to them, but to us, to a people that should come. Yeah, that makes me think immediately. I almost feel like he has Psalm 22 in mind, you know. And I'm not going to read the parts, but this is a psalm where it says, you know, they pierced my hands and my feet. You know, it has all these. Jesus on the cross said, my God, why have you forsaken me? That's the first verse of this psalm. And this psalm really speaks to the crucifixion of Christ. It's a prophecy. You can read the whole thing, or I have a song about it you can listen to on oraclesofgod.org, my website. But I'm thinking of, towards the end, think about this. Remember it says, we have been begotten into a lively hope. And I talked about the seed of God being in us. Verse 28 of Psalm 22. And the kingdom is the Lord's. He is the governor of the nations. All they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him. And none can keep his own soul alive. You know, I think this fat, it's not, it's don't, I don't want to get into that, but I mean, it's not saying, oh, it's good to be fat, unless it be fat with the things of the Lord, fat with the things of his kingdom, fat with those things, okay? But let's just move on. I don't want to try to explain, you know. Yeah, well, that's right. It means all the great ones on the earth shall eat and worship. Okay, I got to look at my notes. You know, so fat, large, you know, but it means great. Not necessarily in belly size, though eating is mentioned here, but it meaning eat of his good things, eat at his table. Okay. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. Verse 30. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness to a people that shall be born, that he hath done this. Hath done what? Christ was smitten of God. God sent him to be crucified, to be killed, to shed his blood. But God also raised him from the dead. This psalm teaches of that, of the sufferings of Christ. You know, dogs have compassed me about. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and they stare at me. They part my garments among them and cast lots on my vesture. All right from the New Testament. You know, you need to read this if you have never familiarized yourself with it. But you read towards the end, it's like, it says, God,